Riccielli's bill cleared the Money Committee in the House, the Appropriations Committee, late Thursday. It would move the state away from the spring-forward-fall-back regime that will take effect again just a week from now.
I think that daylight savings time permanently will reduce traffic collisions, heart attacks, strokes. It allows after-school sports and activities to go longer. There's some great research from a University of Washington that shows that it would reduce crime and increase commerce. So I think it's the way to go.
At a hearing on the bill last month, a representative from the State Board of Health testified there's evidence that people's health would improve. Riccielli's bill includes a provision that would have put the measure up for a statewide referendum vote at the next general election after the change was made, but that part of the bill was removed by the Appropriations Committee. He says movement on the Washington bill is consistent with what's going on in other Western states.
California passed a proposition to the legislature, and Oregon's looking at that. Idaho said that they would go along with our time zone if we move that way, that actually, and these proposals are popping up all over the country now.
But Riccielli says the bill would only take effect if Congress approves a similar bill to make daylight time federal law. He notes if Washington wanted to move full time to standard time, it could do so unilaterally. Florida Senator Marco Rubio has introduced an all-year daylight savings time bill, but that's had little success. Riccielli says Senator Patty Murray's office has indicated the senator may be ready to start a dialogue about it. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.